President Kennedy once entertained in the White House the American winners of the Nobel Prize up to that point. And at that dinner, he observed that this was, in his words, the greatest collection of talent ever to have dined in the White House, save when Thomas Jefferson dined alone. Fortunately for the reputation of Thomas Jefferson, as far as I know, our next and final speaker, Arthur Shenfield, has never dined alone in the White House. Lawyer, teacher, historian, economist, writer, polymath, truly a man who needs no introduction.
Well, Mr. Chairman, time presses most urgently, and I'm a stickler for proprieties, and so I shall not offer you the words of wisdom which I had intended to favor you with. But on the other hand, I shall not follow the precedent of the late Stephen Leacock, the famous Canadian humorist and economist, who at a meeting in England once, after the preliminaries went on for an unconscionable time and was asked to rise and give his address, did rise and said, "My address is 2120 Bloor Street, Toronto, Ontario." Good night. No, I shall not tell you what I was going to say. I'll just tell you this. Some 330 years ago, John Milton wrote certain famous words: "Let not England forget her precedence in teaching nations how to live." A bold claim, perhaps a boast, in Milton's England, which certainly to a Frenchman must have seemed fantastic, since England at that time had little more than a third of the population of France and much less wealth than France. But in fact, a claim which in Milton's England had substance, and in later generations acquired even greater substance. Of course, in the last 50, 60 years, it would have been ludicrous to advance that claim. But what I want to tell you is this, and I say it with due circumspection, I say it with constant examination of whether I am deluding myself, I say it with constant reference to all possible historical precedents, and I am a nut for that. I live often daydreaming about what I would have done in Gladstone's day and what I would have done in Walpole's day, etc. And I say all this with due circumspection, and I say to you, and I especially say to Roger Pilon, who doesn't know it yet, and indeed most others here, forget what you have been thinking about the self-poisoning Britain of the last 50 years, poisoning itself with socialism and welfarism. You're out of date, though few don't know it yet, but I believe I do. And I say this with circumspection and much examination of my navel. Forget it, because when I do not say if, I'm confident it is when Mrs. Thatcher is elected for a third term, which in itself will be a record going back not just this century, as many people in England who don't know the history are saying, in fact, a record that will go back to the days of Lord Liverpool at the beginning of the 19th century. Not Gladstone, not Disraeli, not Peel, not Salisbury, none of them were elected to three consecutive terms. And when that happens and Mrs. Thatcher is that, we are already on this way, but that is not visible to, or visible only to a few people who are, like me, examining their navels. We shall once again be able to acquit ourselves in the light of John Milton's famous statement. Of course, I know very well that the responsibility to teach nations how to live has devolved upon England's once rebellious and now mighty daughter nation across the Atlantic. But regrettably, for the last 50 or 60 years, that nation has shown itself not to be fit so far to follow John Milton's dictum. And I think you will find that Britain, in the coming years, ask me again, if you will, in 15 or 20 years, if you and I are alive, that Britain will first reach parity neck and neck in simple economic terms with West Germany and then forge ahead, be once again the number one in Europe, once again capable of teaching nations how to live, once again have an influence more than commensurate, as it always was, more than commensurate with its economic success. I say all that, and I know that I'm asking you to wait 10, 15, or 20 years before you judge me on it, but please, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest what I have said. I am perhaps betting that I won't be alive for you to come back to me, but if I am, please do so. Thank you.